Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Yes, the good doctor wants to find out the last two lines of the chorus of the national anthem.
The guardians of our heritage, foreign craftsmen of our faith.
All right, sorry, ma'am, if you could just turn down your radio first, please. I didn't hear you clearly.
Hold on.
Yes, you're just getting a little bit of feedback in the background there. So, callers, when you're calling in, just turn your radio down a wee bit so that we don't get the echo coming back at us, you see?
Yes, please.
Go right ahead.
Okay.
Sweet guardians of our heritage, firm craftsmen of our faith.
That's not exactly correct. There's one word that's not correct.
And you're going to...
Several Barbadians.
The two last... Lines.
Yes, you had the right line.
She's penalizing you for one word.
Sweet.
It's an important word.
Strict guardians of our heritage, firm craftsmen.
Right.
Of our
firm craft. Yes, it is strict guardians, right?
Yes.
Not straight guardians, yes. Not sweet guardians, it's strict.
This lady does not give you half
marks. Thank you very much.
Of our heritage, firm craftsmen of our faith.
Yes. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We have a few more questions, so you can call back again.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
I would like this teacher to give people encouragement. You are not always the person to get everything correct. Those of us who will get
Wretched
most...
Stealing.
Yes, please. Most of us who
no,
will
you
get...
Hold on. Did I say it to any... I did not say it to any of the callers. No, you are dead wrong.
No,
I said try again.
Try again. That was the encouragement.
Yes. Yes. Don't give up. Try again.
One
yes.
Word.
What right. is the motto of our little... But you see, Gregston,
yes,
as
please.
A patriotic Barbadian, that word means so much. It means strict. It means that you are determined.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you're determined.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to let anything deter you
right.
from guarding your heritage, and you're not going to let anything deter you from crafting your own faith.
Right, strict, okay? Just like you.
Question number 30.
Question number 30. Go ahead.
What is the national motto?
All right, we've got a call. A very good evening.
Pride and industry.
Yes, that is absolutely correct.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
And whilst we have you on the line, oh no, don't run. Ma'am, you're still there?
Yes, I am.
She's not happy you got that so quickly, so she wants to test you again. Go
correct.
Ahead,
the next question is, what is the new name of the Children's Development Center? What is the new name of the Children's Development Center? This is another eponym.
Albert Graham Center.
Yes, that is correct.
Wait, hold on, caller. Since you are 2 for 2, you want to embarrass her now instead of for 3? Because if you get the third one right, you know that these questions ain't saying nothing. Doc, you want to try your luck because she's 2 for 2 already?
No problem. Question right. number 32. What is the purpose of the Children's Development Center, the Albert Cecil Graham Center?
For those children that are challenged, not necessarily by speech or so, but the movements, physical movements and so.
Yes, it is. That is correct. Very good, ma'am. Very, very good.
Wonderful.
Don't get the door prize.
You get bragging rights on the good doctor.
Yes.
You answered all 3 of her questions.
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Take care. We're doing well. 11 before 7, you're listening to the Better Health Radio Show. It's the Independence Edition, where the good doctor is testing your knowledge on certain things. So let's see if she has another question that can stump us.
No, these questions are easy now. I decided towards the end to just, let's just go. So question number 33.
Really?
There are two animals on our coat of arms. Two animals on our coat of arms, what are they? And of course, what do they represent?
Okay, somebody will call and tell you that. Two animals. I'm trying to remember the two. I remember one. What's the other one? And we can't look at the coat of arms?
I can't see you looking at it, so.
That's all right. I've got some callers calling. Very good evening to you.
Pelican and dolphin.
Yes, and what do they represent?
The pelican represent Pelican Island, and I guess dolphin represent mm-hmm. all fishing industry.
That is absolutely correct.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gail.
Straight to the top of the class. So, since we're on the coat of arms, let's stay there. There are three plants on the coat of arms. What are they, and what do they represent?
All right, let's see if we get a caller for that question. Three plants. And what they represent. Let's see if we have any WhatsAppers. I forgot to look. Somebody answered Gun Hill years ago with that one. Somebody said, I love it when the person answered Bayland. Let's try this one. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, please.
The tree plants are the sugar cane,
mm-hmm.
the bearded fig tree,
mm-hmm.
and the Praetor Barbados flower.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was half of the question.
Representation.
The other half was, what do they represent?
Not sure. I know the sugar cane. I guess that will represent the sugar cane industry.
The flower, yes.
The national flower.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The bearded fig tree. Is that, Barbados got its name from the bearded fig tree. It was called Lost Barbados.
Well, I thought you didn't know. I thought you didn't know.
I remember that we had that quiz in church this morning.
That's why you should go to church all the time, you see. I am very proud of the listeners to this program. I am very proud of them. You have made me very proud. I'm not sure if the doctor expected such a great feedback in terms of the correct answers, but she's very proud of you too.
I did.
Oh, wonderful.
I am.
Wonderful. All right. Thank you, kindly caller.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right, just about 8 minutes away from the 7 o'clock hour. This was a very nice change, and people actually like it. So let's see if we can access this caller here and get another question in. Good evening, caller.
Okay, wait, Gregson, before you go.
Uh-huh.
Just before you go, Gregson, you managed to get the playlist sorted?
Which song do you want? I have, I put two here for you. I have, where is it? I have it right here.
Wait, you can't tell me. You can't say out loud.
Oh, I can't say. Okay, but I have two of them that you asked for. I have two of them here listed.
Okay. All right, wonderful. I'll get to those.
All right, I think we've got a caller.
I gave Grayson a playlist of a million songs.
And did you not see me feverishly searching for them when you came on screen? I was like, wait, I forgot. Let's put them quickly.
Anyhow, several doctors. Caller. Good evening, caller. Hello?
I called to ask any questions.
You didn't?
these secondary school questions, I still in primary.
I'm quite sure you still get it.
Now, first of all, though, I want to wish you a very happy independence. And I...
Thank you. Same to you.
Belated birthday, yeah. The other thing I would like to ask you is the pelican, is that the national bird of Barbados?
Some sites have it listed as the national bird, yes. I've seen it on some sites when I was doing the research.
Right. And the other thing, is this the last show for the year?
No, we're going down to the week of Christmas.
Oh, because
we... So we go back to our usual format. No, we go back to our usual format for the first 2 weeks in December, and then we have our end of year quiz.
Right, and if you're crazy, that's the time, Greg, Stanley prices will come.
You wait a minute. Well, this is good practice. If you get some right here, you'll probably get some right when the prices are being offered, and you can win some prizes then.
Yeah, I can speak to my people at CS for hours, CSU hours.
Very well, sir.
Anyway.
Yes, so, you do like that. You just give me a call.
Pardon?
No, she was saying go ahead and speak to your people, and when you do, you can give us a call.
When you started the prize,
No, I promise you anything. I'm close to CS Pharmacy, the best pharmacy in Barbados. So I will ask Mr. Brown if he would want to contribute a price. And if he says yes, then I get in contact with you guys.
No problem at all.
Wonderful.
Okie doke.
Thank you kindly.
All right,
take care. Now, right. Some people are... Look, I told you before that my mother listens to this program a lot. Now, what is making me laugh? Now, as you can see, I'm busy in here trying to sometimes answer questions when others are not calling, operate the systems that we have here, chat with you and all that. And my mother messages me and tell me, I hope you take these answers and these questions down because I want them. Now, why can't she take them down? I want to do it. Boy. Anyhow, dog, you carry on.
Yes, this is going to be our last question before we do our music section. There are several doctors who have been awarded National Independence Honors. I want somebody to call in and give me three doctors. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to give me the years, but three doctors who have received independence honors. It could have been OBE, it could have been they've been knighted, it could have been the Gold Crown of Merit, whichever. Just three doctors who've received independence honors.
Now I'm waiting for somebody to call. Our good friend Cheryl Holder, who is the host of the program coming next after you, allowed me to know that I seem to know nothing.
Oh dear. Good evening, Cheryl.
But I will deal with her after we are finished here. Madam Cheryl, I am giving the listeners a chance to get in here and make the good doctor proud. There are some of them that I know, but I wouldn't say. There's some that I do not know. Now, I don't know. I don't see light blinking for this question, though, so maybe nobody knows this answer. What was the question again, Doc?
Okay, well, since I want to get to the music part, several doctors have received awards, National Independence Awards, and I can give you a couple names.
Let me take one.
Lord, he received...
All right, go ahead. I was going to try to guess, but go ahead.
Go ahead, you can try it quickly because we only got 3 minutes.
Mickey Warren is coming to mind, is that correct?
Yes, because he was knighted, Sir Errol Warren. And we have Dame Selma Jackman. She's a surgeon. She also received title Dame. Gold Crown of Merit went to Professor Anne St. John. Dr. Henry Fraser, he's now Sir Henry Fraser. And there are many others. So congratulations to all those in the medical field who have received some of our nation's top honors.
All right.
So we're on to our music in the last section. Mm-hmm. Well, Gregson, the only one I don't want you to play is Barbados Will Always Be Home. So two others quickly. Play that one. Barbados Will Always Be Home.
All right.
Yes. I want a caller to call in and tell me the name of the song that Gregson is going to play and who the composer is.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Doc. the phone lines are lighting up. I can choose from one of six, so let me choose this one and see if they can get the answer. Very good evening. All right, that one is gone. Let's try this one. Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Go right ahead. The doctor can hear you.
Yeah, that is Sir Emil Straker of the Merry Men.
So God bless Bim, because it's in the song. God bless Bim.
Bim, yeah. Emil Straker, the composer.
Mr. Emil Straker.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
We can squeeze in two more, Gregson.
We can squeeze in at least one more. I was trying to get it by this other person here, but let me see if I can... hold on, Doc. Go ahead. Tell us something else, Doc, while I do this very quickly.
Let's see what we left out. There are some things that I left out. There are some very interesting phrases that are Barbadian. Things like behind God's back and black lead for pencil. And Gaston, did you ever wear a bibbidi?
I'm quite sure most of us did. I'm quite sure most males did.
And believe it or not, I've said to my children, Crapple, smoke your pipe. you continue along that lane. Crapple, smoke your pipe. And dotish and a god horse instead of an earwig. And in more recent times, well, not more recent, but a little more modern would be things like hobby class and lion in coal. So these are just some Barbadian phrases that if you hear it uttered anywhere in the world, you know that that person has some sort of link to Barbados. So this was our Independence edition to the Better Health Radio Show. We had several questions which were related to health and health-related matters, but general questions about this fair land upon which we live. I think it's one of the best places in the world to live. I am very patriotic. I love Barbados. I get cold bumps when the national anthem is being played. I mean, granted, it's a very, very wonderful song musically, but it is a wonderful song otherwise. The words and what it represents to be free. There are our ancestors, they gave up a lot for us to have much of what we have today. And that's something that we must always be cognizant of, that many people went before us and sacrificed for us. So Gaston, I'm going to let you play, since my time is officially gone, I'm going to let you play this song as my tribute to my country, which would be Barbados Will Always Be Home by John Roy. Can you get that one?
I will look for it. Did for you. Have you? That one? I will look for it for you and play it for you, okay?
Yes. I'm going to sing it.
go right ahead, Doc.
This is my tribute to my country, okay? Right, in the next minute. I've been a lot of places around the world and far apart. But deep inside, there's only one that's closest to my heart. Wherever I may lay my head, no matter. Well, I'm an alto, so I can't get up there. Where I roam, Barbados will always be home. I love the open spaces. What a feeling to be free. A sea of smiling faces. They mean the world to me. I can't get up there. A place where friends and family, a place to stand alone. Barbados will always be home. Barbados, yay! Barbados, Barbados will always be home.
Well done, well yay! Done, Doc. Well done.
Yes, I'm an alto. I just sang on national radio trying to reach soprano notes with an alto voice, and actually I'm a second alto. So that was really ridiculous of me to do, but you know what? I love my country.
Wait.
I would do almost anything.
Hold on, Doc. Very good evening to you. Hello.
Very well. Bravo.
I know somebody's calling to congratulate her. That's why I put you in.
I'm proud of you, Dr. Boy. But you know all the good boys from down St. Lucie. I some of my ancestors are boys. But my dad, he wouldn't check for his roots down in St. Lucie. We are sober, but the sober, the boys and the bishops. But he wouldn't check for his family. Very proud of you. We are proud of you, Dr. Boy.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you so much.
And believe you me, it is not going to happen again anytime soon. It's not going to happen again. Well, anytime soon.
I'll tell you what, I couldn't have done it. So I'm so happy that you did the singing. So, and yes, I agree with Gail. That was very well done. I mean, after all, I could not have done better. So I'm thankful that you did it in absence of the song here. So I'm glad. And I want to thank you kindly for presenting this program for the Independence program, because I had a few messages saying that they enjoyed it. Some personal messages and others here on the WhatsApp. And if you get a chance to look at them. This one says, enjoying your show. What else does this one say? There's so many of them, Doc, but they all want to thank you kindly for presenting a good evening. And this one says, Dr. Boy's great program. Thank you kindly. Cheryl says, done now. Cheryl, the person who's coming after you. But
yeah, we're done.
We can ignore her for the time being, because I remembered what she said earlier about me. So we're going to deal with her later on.
but tell her I said thank you for the extra 3 minutes.
Now this person is saying it's very good. Thank you kindly. So we have a situation where, and I'm sorry to those WhatsAppers for not getting to them in good time, because I was trying to do something else with all the things I had to do. But thank you all for WhatsApping, and generally the feedback is very good, Doc. So I thank you for presenting this program, and I'm very happy that you did it, because this gives the audience an insight into what we're going to do either later on this year or early next year with reference to general knowledge and trivia. So get your thinking caps on. Doc, thank you kindly. We look forward to your end of the year special as usual, and we will try to make you proud again on that occasion when we do take part in that. So until next week, I want to wish you a very good evening on behalf of all the listeners, and come back next week with another program for us on the Better Health Radio Show.
Bye. Thank you, everybody, for calling.
All right. That's Dr. Renee Boyce, the presenter this evening for the program, the Better Health Radio Show.